It is a large challenge, it has to be said. If I give you some statistics to help visualise it, we have in the North Sea continental shelf region, on the oil and gas side, we have 600 structures in the North Sea itself. We have over 400 structures in the southern North Sea. Now, that's just oil and gas. We heard earlier today as well that we have over 4,000 renewables structures throughout the North Sea as well, to be put in by 2017. And then we have over 9,000 shipwrecks that the MOD are looking after as well. So that is a very large challenge when it comes to what is actually in the marine environment and the potential impact there. Everything at the moment has to be removed as per OSPAR 983. So that means that there's a massive challenge there with regards to taking out the jackets, taking out the topsides. And then with renewables, again, taking out everything that has been put in as well. Where's it going to go? Well, it's all going to come on shore. That there is a challenge, but it also gives an opportunity with regards to ports and harbours and decommissioning yards, potential for employment. So yes, you do have challenges, but on the flip side of most challenges, there are opportunities.
But do we always have to take these structures out? We've heard that some of these are encrusted with fantastic marine life.
Yes, and it is fantastic to see. I'm a diver myself, and it is just wonderful to see that. And you're absolutely right. These structures have been in for 25, 30, 40 years, some of them. They are part of the environment. They have already impacted the environment, so to actually remove them could potentially impact them more. They are artificial reefs in themselves, so that whole question of to remove or not to remove, what should we actually be doing, is a very, very interesting question. By the law, by OSPAR 983, we have to remove everything. There are derogations, of course, but we do need to remove. That is your starting point. But what this workshop and another of initiatives are trying to achieve is to gather the evidence, gather the data that will help enable us to look at OSPAR and perhaps move towards an amendment which would allow these structures to be put into place. But it is that evidence that is absolutely crucial at this stage, and we're certainly hoping over the next couple of years to gather that.
It all sounds very, very logical, but what are the barriers that are preventing this happening?
There are a number of barriers or challenges, as I prefer to call them. Finances are driving a lot of these at the moment. The cost implications of, obviously, in the oil and gas sector, you have the low oil price at the moment, which is actually moving people towards a more focused position on decommissioning, certainly more so than we were about 6-9 months ago. Financial costs are major. I mean, to bring these structures out is a heavy financial burden on the operators and on the companies that own these assets, whether they be renewables or whether it is oil and gas. Certainly in the oil and gas sector, the taxpayer is paying between 25 and 75% of that through the decommissioning relief deed. Ultimately, they are paying. So that's a major challenge, and we need to bring these costs down. And that is something that certainly we at Decom North Sea and with our partner organisations such as Oil and Gas UK and your renewables trade organisations, etc., we are looking at trying to find ways of bringing those costs down. Innovation, technology, we've heard today about the most amazing, actually, technology that is out there. It really is quite fantastic. So, you know, if we can actually share that technology, the technology that's in the salvage sector, share it out through oil and gas sector, you know, the new ideas, the innovative ideas, that's really what we're trying to bring out here. And, I mean, this forum today has been fantastic for that. Absolutely brilliant in doing that.